All right, so today we're diving into something pretty interesting, the connection between global oil prices and, you guessed it, emerging economies.
Right.
Specifically Turkey, and we're going to unpack why this connection should actually matter to you. So did you know that Turkey gets almost 90% of its oil from other countries?
Wow.
Yeah, they're massively reliant on these imports, which, you know, makes you think when oil prices go up, their economy must really take a hit.
Yeah, that's the common assumption, right? I mean, it just makes sense, you know, intuitively. And a lot of traditional economic theory, which this research paper we're looking at by Alper and Toll really dives into, that supports that idea. Higher oil prices, they lead to increased costs for businesses, which then, of course, can slow down economic growth, specifically real GDP growth, which is really just a way to measure a country's output adjusted for inflation.
Okay.
And a really foundational study by Hamilton back in 1983 actually showed this exact link within the U.S. economy.
Right. So we've got this kind of this longstanding idea, right, that like expensive oil equals trouble. You know, economic trouble, especially for countries like Turkey that really, really rely on those imports. But, and this is where it gets a little strange, Alper and Toral's research suggests that at least in the early 2000s, Turkey's economy didn't actually suffer as much as expected, even as oil prices rose.
Yeah.
It's kind of a head scratcher.
Yeah, it really is. And that's what makes, I think, this research so interesting. What they did was they looked at two distinct periods in Turkey's economic history. So the first period from 1991 to 1999, that played out pretty much as those classic economic theories would predict, right? Oil prices went up, Turkey's economic growth went down, pretty standard stuff. But the second period, 2000 to 2007, that's where things get kind of interesting, you know? Turkey's economy, it seemed to handle these rising oil prices much, much better. And what's really fascinating is that this shift is actually visually represented in figure 4 of the paper, which is, you know, a much more compelling way to kind of grasp the change than just like looking at the raw numbers and data.
So instead of those peaks and valleys that we'd expect, right, in economic growth, kind of mirroring the ups and downs of oil prices, it seems to smooth out after 2000.
Hmm.
And it's this unexpected smoothing effect that made Alper and Turul wonder if there was something else impacting Turkey's growth, something else that wasn't being considered.
Right.
This leads us to, well, a new piece of the puzzle.
Exactly. And this is where they introduce the concept of global liquidity, which is essentially the ease with which money is flowing around globally. You know, it's like adding a whole other dimension to our understanding.
Mm. Okay, so we're back and ready to unpack this whole global liquidity thing. It sounds kind of complex, but I think it's actually pretty intuitive once you wrap your head around it. Imagine, like, the world's money supply is this giant ocean, right?
Yeah.
And it has these currents that are flowing in different directions all over the place. Global liquidity is basically like the overall strength and direction of those currents.
That's actually a great analogy. You know, a lot of traditional economic models tend to look at individual countries in isolation, you know? But what Alper and Turul did here, which is really cool, is they kind of zoomed out and considered how these like global financial flows might be influencing things on a much larger scale.
Right, taking the bigger picture into account.
Yeah, exactly. And to kind of get a handle on this, they focused on two key indicators. So first, they looked at the Fed funds rate, which, you know, it's basically just the interest rate that banks in the U.S. charge each other for these overnight loans.
Okay.
And it's a really important lever that the Federal Reserve, you know, the U.S. central bank, uses to kind of influence the broader economy.
Right.
The second thing they factored in was the VIX. You've probably heard of it. It's often called the fear index.
Oh, yeah.
It basically measures how much volatility investors expect in the stock market.
Yeah.
So like a really high VIX suggests there's, you know, a lot of uncertainty, maybe even fear in the market.
All right. So we're adding in the Fed funds rate, which reflects the U.S. monetary policy, and then the VIX, which kind of gives us a sense of the global market sentiment. So they're basically layering these global factors on top of their model of the Turkish economy.
Exactly.
So the question is, did it change the picture?
Well, yeah. And this is where I think the findings get really, really interesting. Remember that visual from figure 4 we talked about?
Yeah.
How the Turkish economy seemed to be like less volatile in response to oil prices after the year 2000.
But it kind of smoothed out, right?
Exactly. Exactly. But what Alper and Turul found was that when you actually take global liquidity into account, you know, those financial currents we were talking about, a whole new perspective emerges. The impact of oil prices, it didn't actually disappear. It was being offset by these larger, like, global forces.
Yeah.
And to really kind of grasp this, I think we need to look at figure 6 and 7, because these visuals really bring a lot of clarity to, like, the interplay of global liquidity and oil prices and how they impact Turkey's economy. It's really fascinating stuff.
All right, so we're back, and, you know, we've got to decode these figures, figure 6 and 7. You were saying, you know, they reveal how global liquidity kind of changes the picture. What do we actually see when we look at these figures?
Well, remember how the initial analysis made it seem like oil prices weren't really impacting Turkey's economy as much after 2000, right? Like, it wasn't as direct a connection.
Right.
Well, figures 6 and 7, which, you know, as we said, take global liquidity into account, kind of tell a different story.
Okay, so the impact didn't actually go away.
No, no, not at all. In fact, what's really interesting, or I guess eye-opening, is that when you look at figure 6 specifically, which, you know, maps Turkey's GDP growth alongside those global liquidity indicators, and this is what makes this Alper and Turul research so insightful, I think. It's a really good reminder that in economics, you know, things are rarely as simple as they might appear on the surface.
Right.
There are often these really complex, interconnected forces that are kind of at play, you know, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And I think for anyone who's really interested in, you know, truly understanding economic trends, especially in, you know, today's globalized world, this research, it gives us a really, really crucial lens.
It's like realizing that even if you're not a swimmer,
mm-hmm.
you know, those powerful ocean currents can still kind of, like, affect your beach day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So for our listener, you know, who's been with us on this whole deep dive, what's the key takeaway here?
I'd say the big takeaway is that when we're trying to understand the impact of something like, you know, global oil prices,
yeah.
and particularly their impact on these emerging economies, we really need to look beyond just the individual countries themselves.
Right.
We can't just be, like, laser focused on one country in isolation. We have to kind of zoom out and consider the influence of these global financial flows.
Yeah.
Because if we ignore those, you know, those global currents, we're probably going to end up with an incomplete, you know, maybe even misleading understanding of what's really driving these big economic trends.
Right, right. Like, yeah. We need that global context to really make sense of it.
Yeah, exactly.
This has been a really interesting deep dive. It's given us a lot to consider, but I think it also kind of leaves us with some pretty interesting questions too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this study obviously focused specifically on Turkey, right? But it really begs the question, do these same dynamics apply to other emerging markets?
Right, right.
And, you know, if so, how can understanding these global forces, how can that, you know, inform or even shape, like, investment strategies moving forward? You know, it's definitely something to ponder, to kind of, you know, keep in mind as you continue to learn about and explore, you know, this whole area of economics.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent food for thought, for sure. Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into this really fascinating world of oil prices, global liquidity,
mm-hmm.
you know, and their impact on emerging economies.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time for another insightful exploration.